Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet.
Think all those hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts.
I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shots.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert.
JPP.
What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity.
I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan.
You got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that. Side pieces. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome, welcome, good morning. Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. Welcome to the show. Of course, I'm Rocky. Joining me today is Big Shot Bob.
What's up?
What's going on, man?
You remember those commercials?
I do. Those were great. That's when the Dudley Boys started doing the what's up when they were coming off the top rope.
I was watching Central Intelligence with The Rock and Kevin Hart.
It was funny, dude.
It was pretty good. I got a good, pretty good copy at home. Keep that to ourselves.
I could have done without the beginning. I was like, without the Big Rock coming up.
Them throwing him in the gym. That was messed
singing
up.
To, God, what song was he singing?
Never Gonna Get It, Never Gonna Get It.
Yeah.
In Vogue.
In Vogue. Ooh, boop, boop, boop. Yeah, you're talking about 90s music right there. Before we got in this segment, we were talking about Jeremy Lin and his cornrows.
I saw
Did
that.
You see them?
I saw that. I was Jeremy Lin is losing his mind. What's going on, Linsanity? I guess when you get $36 million for 3 years, that's what you do. You go get some cornrows, and you tie it into a ponytail in the back.
Did Spencer Hawes put you up about doing this and stuff? Spencer Hawes has always done some interesting things.
Hey, well, he's with Brooklyn now. I don't know.
There ain't nothing else to do. You might as well do something.
As well. Y'all going to lose a bunch of basketball games anyway, Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
So, shame on who tried to run. I'm sorry, I had to go back and my ODB.
We'll have to go. I can't wait for us to talk about Brooklyn next year. It's going to be fun. Yeah, okay. Jeremy Lin and who else?
I don't know who else. They signed a bunch of players.
Hollis Jefferson is a good young guy.
At least they'll win more than 10 games. They'll win.
They might.
They'll win about
they
20,
might win more 20 games. Than Hornets.
20 games. They won't win more than the Hornets. The Hornets still got a little better team.
They'll do a little better.
The Nets.
Let's get to another. This segment on today's show, we're going to talk about NFL. We got our dummies of the week. And, of course, the show is sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in your broadcasting with the Attitude Broadcasting Company, the new ABC.
Absolutely. But today's show, we're going to talk about NFL. Tomorrow's show, the next show, we're going to talk about baseball. And then the fourth one, we're going to talk about some college football because we're about 30 days away.
And a little Rio remix.
That's right.
Touch on Rio.
Absolutely. But today, let's jump into it. The biggest news right now, NFL, Jets signed Ryan Fitzpatrick to a one-year, $12 million deal. All of it is guaranteed. It could go up to $15 million with incentives.
The guy that, what, 2 months ago? I'm not playing for $12 million. I will retire instead of playing for $12 million. What does he do? What does he come around and do? He signs up for $12 million. I mean, Ryan Fitzpatrick, we know the career stats. Do I have to pull up the career stats on Ryan Fitzpatrick to tell y'all that $12 million is a generous amount to be paying to Ryan Fitzpatrick? No. So, congratulations. Take that money trying to play like he's worth $20 million. I know they gave it to Sam Bradford, but Ryan Fitzpatrick won the number one overall pick at one time. But the Jets, Jets still going to lose a ton of games. The first part of their schedule, I think we touched on it last week, is brutal. Yep. Absolutely brutal. But they have a team now with Fitzpatrick, with the weapons. They can win now. Their defense is still going to be rock solid. They still have Brandon Marshall, who's a top-flight receiver. Eric Decker is a great second receiver when he has a top-flight receiver by him. I am suspect on their running game, though, in New York.
Listen, you did add Forte, one of the best backs in the last 10 years. But, dude, he's on the other side of 30.
Exactly.
Usually it's not well.
And they showed a stat on ESPN about running backs once they turn 31, how the production rapidly declines. And, I mean, it's a drastic decline. It's from 30 to 31, it's about 600 yards plus of lost yardage for the season. Touchdowns are way down. Touches are way down. Injuries are way up. Yards per carry are way down. So, we'll see. We will see. Yeah. But good work, Ryan Fitzpatrick, because, no, we know they didn't want to go with Geno Smith.
Yeah. Listen, and for someone that graduated from Harvard to pass up the deal, I get you was trying to get more money in from another somewhere, but who was going to sign you? There's nobody out there that doesn't want it. And that's the bad part, the quarterback situation. The Denver Broncos stayed with Mark Garbage Sanchez, Sanitation Sanchez, instead of giving you money to come in. That should have been a red flag right there.
And even if Mark Sanitation doesn't stay in, they believe that Trevor Siemian can come in and do the job before trying to overpay for Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah. So, and it's a one-year deal, so I get it. If you have another good season again next season, then you'll probably get a longer contract.
You can probably get a two-year deal that's about – that's going to be friendly closer to $40
million. He's
33. Yeah, I mean, quarterbacks can play a little longer if they can stay healthy and they pass from the pocket, which we know he'll throw the football. Dude. It might not be accurate, but he'll throw it out there.
Yeah, he'll definitely throw it out there. I don't know if he'll hit anybody, but he'll definitely throw it. And they got good enough receivers to help him out. Let's go to our next story. Josh Gordon is reinstated, but suspends him for the first four games of the season. Thoughts on Josh Gordon being back in the NFL with the Browns?
Just shows the NFL has a heart, absolute heart. Way to go, Josh Gordon. But you absolutely know this is your last chance, homie. Don't flush this down the toilet, man. So much talent, can be one of the top receivers in the game. I don't know what they're going to do with Cleveland, but just to have that threat out there, if he comes back close to what he was when he caught for, 1,700 yards?
1,639 or something like
that. Ton of touchdowns. He was making – who was the Cleveland quarterback at this time?
Brian Hoyer.
He got Brian Hoyer paid. He got Brian Hoyer paid. Brian Hoyer and – who else was the Cleveland quarterback? I don't know. Whoever was
Johnny,
throwing, maybe
towards the end of the season,
but I don't know if Josh. Anyway,
no, that was the year before.
The year before,
that was Brian Hoyer.
Yeah, he got Brian Hoyer paid
because Brian Hoyer got the contract. Yeah. So because that was, yeah. Anyway, Josh Gordon had a good season. Josh Gordon is one of the most explosive players in the NFL, literally on and off the field. Instead of flushing your talent down the toilet, flush the drugs down the toilet. I'm just saying. Let it go, man. Like the girl said on Frozen, let it go.
Let it go. Let it flow. But you know why Ryan Fitzpatrick didn't get paid? Last game of the year last year at Buffalo, needing to win to get in the playoffs. 181 yards passing, 3 INTs, 42.7 rating. And you got $12 million for that.
Listen, no, I think the reason he didn't get paid, all right, look at his career.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the Jets. No offense. the Jets usually don't overpay an offensive player. Usually offense, defense they may, but offensively they usually don't overpay anybody. I don't remember the last guy on offense I don't remember actually good offensive player they had in New York. I mean, Brandon Marshall is good, but think about it. I mean, when's the last time they really had a real – Curtis Martin was good.
That was probably it.
That's probably the last – I mean, think of it. The last 50 – Vinny Testaverde. I mean, you know, Chad Pennington wasn't, you know, making a lot of money. I just –
Yeah, they had the Mark Sanchez thing. He paid him a little bit,
but you didn't overpay.
Santonio Holmes, y'all kind of overpaid.
Okay,
they overpaid Santonio Holmes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I can use Santonio Holmes. And that didn't work out.
He built a few homes off that paycheck.
But generally, the Jets don't overdo it with offensive, you know, talent. And I get the contract. You know, don't overpay him. Same, you know, going back to Josh Gordon. You know, he's on his last leg. You know you ain't got to give him a lot of money.
You ain't got to give him crap. Everything can be incentive-laced.
Everything's got to be earned with him. Now, there is no better situation for Josh Gordon in NFL, unless he went to Dallas. But, no, honestly, the best situation for him now is in Cleveland because he's with RG3, his quarterback at Baylor. All right? He's with Hugh Jackson, who's a quarterback guru, supposedly. That's what everybody says. And then the other wide receiver from Baylor.
Yeah, the kid they drafted. It's a Big 12 reunion up there.
You got three Baylor guys together. See what happens. RG3's looking to revitalize his career. You know, if not, they got – look, I know Josh McCown ain't the best quarterback in the world, but he's not bad. He had a good season – Tampa Bay.
He's a competent backup,
right?
Who can come in and throw the ball a little bit.
And I think with Hugh Jackson, I think Brown's gonna be better than people think.
And they have an all world tight end. Gary Barnage can play.
I'm gonna say what you want. I think Duke Johnson is all world running back, or he will be. Maybe not this year because he can catch the ball, he can run the ball. If they use him right, like they did Gio Bernard in Cincinnati, watch out. Give him some more touches, but I think Isaiah Crowell might as well not be on the field. He's burning flags or whatever else.
Idiots.
So, anyway, that is Josh Gordon. Please, like Big Shot said, this is your last chance, man. Make something of it. Chiefs Justin Houston to miss games early, recovering from torn ACL. He'll be back. Eagles Nigel Brunham charged with assaulting a hotel worker in Miami last week. The alleged assault was in defense of his girlfriend that the employee struck. The employee struck her.
Okay.
So that's what the assault.
He stood up for his girlfriend?
Yeah.
So good for him.
I get that, man.
You got to stand up for your girlfriend.
So, you know, but he supposedly he's not going to be charged with anything. So that's good. NFL clears Peyton Manning of any HGH or PED use. But James Harrison and Clay Matthews are still being looked at.
Because Peyton went and he sat down and gave the NFL their interview that they wanted. You know, Peyton has nothing to lose. He's at the house. He's chilling. He's retired. What are they going to do? But these other players still playing in the league. So they want to do the right thing and go on to the Players Association and make sure that everything is on the up and up.
Well, and this won't get about – if this was any other quarterback besides Peyton Manning, they would have went after.
You trying to say they play favoritism to Peyton Manning? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. There's no – I mean, come on, dude. Seriously. Peyton Manning, do I think he did anything wrong? No. Do I know for sure? No. I wasn't there for the package and everything else. I don't know all that.
The most important question is, do you care?
If it is playing favorites, yes. I care a little bit. You know, because look at James Harrison. Guy is an athletic freak that works out insanely. I don't know if he's taking anything, but there, after every little bit, he's fine every other week. It's something. And, of course, he don't help the situation. Come on, Roger, I want you to come to my house and we'll have the meeting.
That's James Harrison, man. I mean, it's a little suspect when you like 40 years old and you still performing at a high level in the NFL. It's just, it just does not happen like that.
Who, James Harrison?
Yes.
He's not 40 yet.
How old is he? James Harrison is up there, man. He's closer to 40 than he is 30. I promise you. He's at least 36. James Harrison, he's been around since Super Bowl 40. We at Super Bowl 50.
He's 38.
30?
He's 40. 38,
he's
man.
40. Might as well say he's 40. He's 40.
I'm 39. I ain't 40 yet.
Do you look like James Harrison?
Well,
are we still playing at a high level in the NFL?
No. No. But, dude, all right. We'll see. I just, you know, if it was somebody other player, they would went after this a little bit more, I think. They said it was 7-month investigation. Was it really 7 months?
Yes.
Investigation.
They investigated Peyton the same way they investigated Tom.
You know what they did?
The same way
No.
Any and everybody who's on the investigation list.
There's no way they did the same thing they did with Tom Brady.
Come on now.
There's no way.
This is the NFL. Dude, this Tom is the Brady most honorable business that we know of.
Yeah, okay. All right, FIFA.
Just saying.
The honorable. I mean, dude, you know what their investigation was? Ding, ding. Hey, Peyton, did you do anything? Nope. I'm good. All right. Good. You're good then. Don't worry.
Happened at Tennessee, we can make that go away. Don't worry about it, Peyton. You are still our guy. Show up at our events. Thank you.
So, we'll see. But anyway.
But hasn't Peyton Manning earned that right? No, because the Deflatriates have cheated time and time and time again, so he doesn't get a pass.
They cut corners. There's a difference.
They are breaking the law. They are bending the rules. They are amending what is written down for them to play by and making their own way, and it's not cool when everybody else is playing by the letter of the law.
You can't tell me there's not other teams that are bending the rules in the NFL.
They might be, but
they're not the only
They're not getting caught.
Deflatriates? Because they're not 4-time Super Bowl champions.
They cheated. They owe one of those titles to Carolina. Spy Gators.
You still got to stop them. We got to get you off the ledge with this Super Bowl loss.
I will never.
13 years ago.
Never get over it.
All right. Let's move on. The next, Ravens signed Jake Long to a 1-year deal. Good for them.
Really?
They needed line help. They let go another offensive lineman. You needed it. Let's get into the division. We're previewing divisions again this week. This week's the NFC East. Also, I want to know, out of the teams in the NFC East, Dallas, Giants, for the Cowboys, who is the player who has the most pressure to step up this year for Dallas?
It's not a player. It's a side of the ball. And everybody knows it's the defensive side of the football. Randy Gregory is going to have – enlisting in rehab? He's already been suspended. Rolando McClain suspended. No pass rush. Greg Hardy, free agent.
DeMarcus Lawrence.
DeMarcus Lawrence suspended. No pass rush at all. So you're putting so much pressure on offense to have to score 27, 28 points just to keep the Cowboys in football games. There it is.
Defense
for Cowboys. Pressure's on. Y'all got to do enough to limit teams from dropping points on you because they're going to give up points.
I will disagree. I think I'm going to disagree to a point. I think the defense is secondary. Is going to have to step up. I mean, what has always hurt us in years past, our defense line would be okay. Our secondary sucks. Our defense line sucks. Our secondary sucks. All right. Where is the secondary? Orlando Scandrick's back. Byron Jones is back. Barry Church is playing free safety. Not bad. He's decent. But let me not forget kid from LSU.
Claiborne.
Thank you. Mo Claiborne.
More toasty because he gets burned all the time.
Those guys have to step up this year. You ain't going to get a lot of pressure on the quarterback, so you better defend. Don't let me forget Sean Lee at linebacker.
He will be hurt by week 3. We hopefully already, he's. We not. Already know.
I love the Jalen Smith pickup, but he probably won't play this year. So he's next year, which is fine. But we need to have that secondary step up this year and have at least one guy with 8 picks. I don't remember the last time we had a guy, Brandon Carr. Then we get Brandon Carr. You got Brandon Carr, Skandrick, Jones, and Mo Claiborne.
I will say this for the Cowboys secondary. They have a well-paid secondary.
You got,
those guys are well-paid.
That's what I'm saying. You paying them very well. You guys need to step up this year, and you know you're going to get the ball thrown at you.
A lot.
In the NFC East.
Oh, yeah.
They're not going to run the ball a lot. They're going to be passing teams.
They're throwing teams.
Because look at Philly, look at Washington, look at the Giants. They don't throw the ball a lot. So,
especially if you have no pass rush. Quarterbacks don't have time back there
and
to
that's
pick
fine.
You guys apart.
But if they're playing good coverage, it shouldn't be an
it
issue.
It shouldn't be a problem.
And Rob Marinelli does one thing great. He always gets the most out of his defensive players.
He's going to have to get and that and then to. Some.
But I'm going to say the secondary for Dallas. What about for the Giants?
New York football Giants. Same thing. Defense. They signed the kid from Miami.
Harrison Jenkins, Olivier Vernier.
They signed the kid from the Rams.
Yeah, Janoris Jenkins.
Janoris Jenkins. They,
and the Jets.
They spent a boatload of money on the defensive side. And how many games did they give up in the final 2 minutes of football games last year? Where they had leads, 6? I think it was like 6
games. Well,
don't
forget they made boneheaded plays on offense.
True, that's true as well. Eli did have a couple screw-ups, especially opening night in Dallas. But the pressure's on the defense. You spent all that money. We know the offense can score points. There is no question that offense is going to score points. Their defense has to get a stop.
I'm going to disagree with you again. Odell Beckham. Hey, man, you want to be the star. You want to be the player. You want to be the history maker, the money maker. You know, you want to do all that. This is a season, man. You're the greatest of all time, you say already. Let's see what you got. Put your money where your mouth is.
OBJ is going to have another spectacular season. If he's sitting there for me in the fantasy draft.
I disagree. I think the Kardashian effect's going to take effect on
him.
Oh,
come on now.
You know, watch out, Chloe. I'm just saying.
Come on now. OBJ will be just fine.
OBJ is going to be the – third best receiver in this division this year.
Third best?
Maybe second. Maybe second. You ain't going to be first.
You see this? What jersey this man is wearing, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm sporting everywhere I go.
All right, yeah.
So, but OBJ, you have the most pressure of anybody in the NFL this season, I think, because you got Josh Norman playing Washington. So that's 2 games a year that everybody's going to tune in. You're playing Dallas. Everybody's on tune in because you and Dez. The spotlight is on you this year. You better step up and win a Super Bowl for them. That's all, you know. Eli's not getting younger.
Oh, no. But he will play 16 games.
Oh, don't worry. Tony's going to play 16. Let's go to Redskins. Who you got for them to step up?
They need a few people to step up, but – it's got to be Kirk Cousins. He's going to – the schedule is a little tougher for the Washington racial slurs. Can I go ahead and bring it back? The racial slurs is going to be a little tougher for them this year. And you know last year he didn't beat a team over 500. So can he have another great year? Pressure's on, buddy. Pressure is on.
The pressure is on somebody. I'm going to say it's on former Panther Josh Norman. You got all that money to go play somewhere else. You're going to – same thing with Odell Beckham. You're going to a division with Odell Beckham, Dez Bryant. I'll even throw when he plays Washington. God, I can't think of the receiver now. From Cal. Deshaun Jackson. I mean, even when he plays, when he's at 100%, you know, you got 3 really good receivers. You got the guard. What are you going to do? You know,
you ain't going to have that pass rush in that front 7 like you had.
That's on your own team, but, you know, in practice. But you still, you know, Philadelphia don't count. So you got two of the best receivers in the game in this division. So we'll see what he does.
We'll see what
I'm going to say Josh Norman, though. What about Philadelphia Eagles?
Sam Bradford. Are you going to show that you are a worthy quarterback? Bitched out that and tried to cry your way out of Philadelphia when they drafted Carson Wentz, even though they gave you $22 million guaranteed this year. Because you're supposed to be a number one quarterback. We will see. Sam Bradford, the pressure is on you. New coach, new system. No huge weapons I can think of to even throw the ball or who is even going to be running the football in Philadelphia.
Well, I'm going to go with Ron Matthews.
He's injured already.
I know. That's the reason he's got the most pressure. You got rid of you got rid of the running back last year. So, you know, he's in Tennessee. I'm gonna go with Ryan Matthews because it's going to be a lot of pressure on him when he gets healthy to put up some yards because you know they ain't going to throw the ball a ton. Now, Doug Peterson is a quarterback, you know, guy, so we'll see what they do with Sam Bradford, but I don't know if he'll play past five games. So I'm gonna go with Matthews.
Okay.
Let's get into the division. Let's talk about the Cowboys. You know, we talked about it a little bit before. Cowboys got a lot of issues already. Zeke Elliott, ex-girlfriend, posts pictures of alleged domestic violence. Elliott saved messages proving alleged domestic violence victim is trying to set him up. Four witnesses say they never saw him hit her. Saying all that, come on, man. You're a rookie. I get if she's trying to set you up, but you know crazy. I mean, you should know crazy. If you know the girl, you're an NFL player now. You know, you was at the Ohio State University.
The
Ohio State University. You know there's crazy coming after you.
You're a target.
You was a major star in college, a four-year star, by the way, and you, sir, bringing it to the NFL. I get it. She's
let it go, let it flow.
But at some point, man, come on. I hope this works out, but domestic violence ain't no joke, in case you haven't seen it anywhere in NFL or anywhere else. It's not. You know, and I'm not saying he's innocent. I'm going to judge him the same way I did Greg Hardy. Shame on you. I mean, even if it was alleged, somehow she got bruises somehow.
She might have thrown herself off the stairs, banged herself against the car. I mean, Zeke, you got to watch the company you keep, buddy. You are a Cowboy. You are a high-profile draft pick. You know, chances for rookie of the year, be a star in this league for many years to come.
There's been talk of him being an all-pro already this year.
Already, because they know you're going to get the production. You're one of the top backs in fantasy draft and have not had a single snap in the NFL. With that said, you know. Like Ross said, crazy is crazy. There's a reason that she's your ex-girl. You know this chick crazy. But when you're 20, 21 years old, it's
tough.
Life is tough, especially when fame is thrown upon you as well.
Good for you for saving your messages. I will say that.
Absolutely.
You know, and I hope it works out, you know, but if, you know, come on, just
the way it, the way it's looking, it looks like he's going to get his name cleared.
And good for him because we need him. Next up, three Cowboys are suspended for the start of the season. Rolando McClain is out for 10 games. He's probably done. DeMarcus Lawrence is out 4 games. Like we talked about earlier, Randy Gregory is out for 10. They're talking about 14 games now. So, and some believe Gregory may not play at all, ever again.
Randy, this is it. Go get the help. I saw you are going to enter a rehab. Do this for you. Do this for all the right reasons. Playing in the NFL is an afterthought, man. If this is a disease that's bringing you down, is destroying your life, you've got to get that fixed, man. You got to take care of yourself.
I was listening to Mike and Mike this morning, and Ian Fitzsimmons, who covers Dallas in Dallas area, And a lot of people believe that it's time for Jerry to stop being GM. And, you know, I know the rest of the world believes it. But now Dallas country is like, hey, you got to stop taking chances on these questionable characters in the draft. DeMarcus Lawrence had questions with his character. Randy Gregory had questions. We've always taken these projects. Greg Hardy we took to see what we get. Ever since Charles Haley, because that was a home run we hit back with Charles Haley, it's not going to work out every single time. And it hasn't. So stop it, Jerry. Stop it. You know, do your due. At some point, you got to name a GM to run this team.
Not while Jerry Jones is alive.
If we do not win a Super Bowl with this talent, the last couple years, I mean, last year Tony got hurt. Okay. If we don't win a Super Bowl with Tony Romo, Dez Bryant, Jason Witten, Zeke Elliott, we didn't win one for Murray. Yeah, I'm going to throw Murray in the picture. You know, with this offensive line.
Yeah.
This offensive line that you have. Terrence Williams is a second receiver. Cole Beasley is a good slot receiver. And you don't win a Super Bowl. I ain't going to mention the defense because it's been horrible. But offensively, with the talent this team has on offense, you don't win a Super Bowl with this team, you got to step to the side. I mean, there's no bigger picture. If you don't win, I can't think of another team that's had this much talent on offense and not even made it to the NFC Championship game.
Now, who in their right mind could get Jerry to step to the side? Who has the cachet to make Mr. Jerry Jones give up that GM role? His son don't even have that
Steven's
cachet.
Steven's the only person that's going to ever be able to get him to, hey, Dad.
And he's not going to say that.
No, he's probably not. It's going to be like the Steinbrenner thing. It's going to be like the Steinbrenners in New York.
Jerry Jones is not going to give up the GM job until he dies.
Actually, let me take that back. The Yankees. George Steinbrenner even hired a GM. Brian Cashman. Yes. They hired a GM. Even though they still had last say, they hired a general manager to run the day-to-day operations. Jerry, at some point, tell me if I'm wrong. If they don't win a championship with this group of talent on offense, you got to go. Because Tony's probably got 2 years left, maybe max.
Maybe
3, but I'm going to say 2. The window's closing.
That window is really tight right now, man. You got to, like, transform yourself into some kind of liquid slime to slide in through that window as tightly closed as that thing is right now if you're a Dallas Cowboy fan.
And listen, I know I'm wearing a Cowboys jersey, but really, honestly, as an NFL fan, you look at the teams in the NFL, there's not more talent on offense than the Dallas Cowboys. There's not another team in the NFL that's got more talent.
Now, if the Dallas Cowboys were playing in the AFC, they would be in great shape because we know the NFC side of the ball is loaded.
Who?
There are good teams in
Who's
the NFC.
Who's better offense on the NFC?
Not better, but can compete.
Name one team that's better offense.
Green Bay?
No. Eddie Lacy's not
Eddie
better.
Eddie Lacy? No. A healthy Eddie Lacy can run
overweight
the ball.
Eddie Lacy?
Now, this is the new P90X Eddie Lacy. But see, the biggest difference with Green Bay and Dallas is 12.
No, offense.
12? You would take 12 before you take 9?
Absolutely. Right now.
That's the biggest difference. That's why Green Bay.
The biggest difference.
That's why I go Green Bay.
But offensive line, dude.
They're fine.
I mean, Green Bay's offensive line is not that good. Honestly.
It's not the best, but.
You go NFC, there's not a better offensive line than Dallas.
Yeah, true that.
Okay? Or NFL.
They got the best offensive line in the
game. Wide receivers. I'll take Dallas's wide receivers over Green Bay because you don't know what Jory Nelson's going to do.
And he is on the PUP right now.
Right.
He tweaked that knee a little bit.
And you go to Randall Cobb. Without Jordy Nelson, he didn't look like Randall Cobb.
But Jared Cook, the addition of Jared Cook this year is going to help.
We don't know. We keep saying that with tight ends.
And that tall receiver that he made famous in the playoff game last year that caught that Hail Mary against Arizona?
You're talking about tight end. Richard Rodgers.
No.
Oh, the wide receiver.
I can't think of his name. Tall, linky kid.
I know you're talking about.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I know you're talking about. But my point is, offensively, okay, Green Bay might be close to Dallas overall because of number 12. That's the only reason. They're close to Dallas offensively. But I'm talking about overall offense. There's not a better team in the NFC.
Dallas has.
You could, some would say Arizona. Some would say Arizona.
I don't. Too.
They're not as good as Dallas though. Because you look, I'll take number nine over Carson. Number three. The cement brick.
Seven turnovers in the NFC Championship game or something like that.
You know, if you measured the two, I'm just saying, with this point is, with this talent that they have on offense, you don't win a Super Bowl, you need to go. You need to step to the side. You can still be on it.
Unfortunately, he's not going to happen.
No, I know it's not going to happen. I'm speaking out my
mind. We wish it would happen.
Dallas added Benson Mayu from Oakland, Cedric Thornton, defensive tackle. They ain't going to help. Actually, Cedric Thornton may help in the middle for the run game. Alfred Morris, we added Zeke Elliott, Jalen Smith. Malik Collins may help, and Charles Tapper and Dak Prescott. I'm going to tell you, next year defensively, we get Jalen Smith. A healthy Jalen Smith is going to be really good. We'll see. We did lose Greg Hardy, Mackenzie Bernardo, Robert Turbin, and Matt Castle. Thank goodness is gone. Where do they finish overall record and division rank?
8-8. I think they finish 8-8, and they finish tied for second.
Wow, 8-8.
8-8. I just have no faith in their defense at all. At all, man. Their offense is going to win them games, but their defense is going to lose them some games.
Week one, we're at home to the Giants. Week two, at Washington. Week three, home to Chicago. Week four, at San Francisco. Week five, home to Cincinnati. Week six, at Green Bay. Week seven is a bye week. Week eight is Philly at Dallas. Then week nine is Dallas at Cleveland. The next week after that, Dallas at Pittsburgh. And then we come back home week 11, Baltimore at Dallas, Washington at Dallas week 12, week 13, Dallas at Minnesota, week 14, Dallas at Giants, December 8th, the 15th, week 15, Tampa Bay at Dallas, week 16, Detroit at Dallas, and week 17, Dallas at Philly on New Year's Day.
Whew. Looking at this schedule, I mean, New York, they always open with New York. Then to D.C.,
that's tough. Then we come back home.
Chicago is not going to be a pushover. Cutler sometimes gets hot. He looks like an all-world quarterback. San Francisco at the Bay should be a win. But San Francisco and Dallas, they have a rivalry from 30, 40, 50 years ago. It always seems to be a tough game. Cincinnati is going to be tough. At Green Bay is going to be tough. We know that. Then you get the bye week. Philadelphia should be a win. At Cleveland should be a win. At Pittsburgh. My gosh. At Pittsburgh. The Ravens, they should beat Baltimore maybe. Then they got Washington. At Minnesota is going to be cold. Thursday night game. Short week after an emotional week against the Redskins. Oh, they get a full week off because that's the Thanksgiving game against Washington. Oh, my goodness. That's going to be a good game. And then you turn right around at Minnesota, at New York. Tampa's going to be tough. Detroit should be a win. And then finish at Philadelphia. That should be a win. It's some tough games, man. Every game for the Cowboys can go for or against them. I see three certain ones I feel really good about. At San Francisco, I feel good about. At Cleveland, I feel good about. At Philadelphia and against Philadelphia, I feel pretty good about, even though division games and the Eagles, for some reason, show up to play the Cowboys.
We are going to sweep Philly.
Okay.
I think we sweep Washington. I think we might sweep Giants, but we'll at least split with the Giants like we usually do. Chicago, okay, please. San Francisco, okay, next. Cincinnati's going to be a tough one. Green Bay's going to be a tough one, those two games. The bye week, Philadelphia, that should be and Cleveland, those two games. But then we go back to Pittsburgh. That's going to be a tough one. Baltimore, Washington, those should be W's. At Minnesota, like you said, it's going to be tough. New stadium, outdoors, you know, in the cold. And then at New York, I think we could stumble those two games. And then Tampa, Detroit, and Philly, you know. The schedule's got some really tough games. All those winnable. With that team on offense, is winnable games. We don't have to score 35 points a game, but we can do it. There's no reason we don't score 35 points a game this season. If we don't, Jason Garrett, you got to go.
You got to go.
You got to go with this. You're supposed to be an offensive guru. What have you done? You didn't do anything last year without Tony.
Not much. Two Sunday night games, two Thursday games for the Cowboys, and a Monday night game. And the Sunday night games and the Monday night game, I know it's Philadelphia and Detroit, but those games, bad teams get hyped up for because that's probably the only time they'll be – and they're playing Dallas and they're playing on national TV.
No, you're right. This is the last year that we don't really have a good shot to get to the Super Bowl. Now, if we do it, we'll see. Let's move on to the next team we're going to talk about. First of all, what's the record and division rank?
For who?
You say 8-8, right?
8-8 for the Cowboys, tied for second.
All right. Well, I've got them 11-5 in first, as normal. We'll see. It's going to be a tough division. I'm still not sold on the Giants' defense, even with the additions they made.
Me either.
Not like a lot of other people are, so we'll see. Offensively, I don't know. Let's go to New York. They added, you know, like I said, Damian Harrison, Janoris Jenkins, Olivier Vernon. They drafted Eli Apple, who's a small corner, Sterling Shepard, wide receiver, and Paul Perkins from UCLA. They did lose Robert Arias, Prince Akamori, Jeff Schwartz, and Ruben Randall. I think the Randall loss hurts a little bit. I mean, he was a key guy the last couple of years for Eli.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about the Giants?
I think this is their year. They go 9-7 and finish in first in the division. Let's see, because at Dallas – opening week, that's always tough. Then you got New Orleans at home, and then you got Washington. At Minnesota, at Green Bay are tough. Then you got Baltimore at the Rams. Should win that game. 9:38. That's actually the London game. It's one of the London games. New York at Los Angeles, and then they get the bye week. Philadelphia should be a win.
Oh, is that the London game?
LA? October 23rd.
Okay.
Chicago, they should beat Chicago. Cincinnati might be tough. Cleveland, they should beat. At Pittsburgh, getting all the NFC East teams that in their building, aren't they? Mm-hmm. Then Dallas at home, Detroit at home. Then their last two games are on the road, Thursday night in Philadelphia, and then New Year's Day at Washington. Two tough games, but winnable games. They should win both of those. I think 9-7, man, because they're going to find a way. These are the New York Giants. Eli Manning ain't one more. I think he's only had one season where he's had more than 10 wins, and that was that year they lost in the division round. I think they lost. Did they lose to the Cowboys or they lost to Green Bay? They lost. Yeah. It was the year after their Super Bowl 42. They lost to the Green Bay Packers. Or the Cardinals or something.
Where do you think they finish?
9-7. They finish first in the division. New York Football Giants. Let's go.
9-7?
9-7.
Man, you ain't giving no love to the NFC East.
No, they're just so evenly matched, man. And they're all 500 or just a little bit better than 500. Except the Eagles.
All right, I'll give them 1-1-2. I could see them going 2-3 in their first five games. Mm-hmm. Then Rams will be tough, but it's in London, and the Rams don't really have anything right now. So That's probably a W. Just looking at their schedule.
That Monday night game against Cincinnati should be fun. It should be a fun game.
No, that's going to be an interesting, fun game. Sunday night game at Green Bay is going to be an interesting game. I'm going to say 9-7, second place in the East. Just looking at the schedule and everything. Moving to the next team, the Washington Redskins. They added Josh Norman, David Bruton Jr., safety. Vernon Davis has got a new place. They drafted Josh Dotson, who's out right now on the pub list, Sua Craven, Kendall Fuller, and running back Keith Marshall from Georgia. They lost Terrence Knighton, Albert Morris, and Frank Kearse. Where do you think they finish in the NFC East?
They finish 8-8, tied for second with the Cowboys. The Washington racial slurs, let's see. Because I like their offense. I like what Kirk Cousins does in their offense. I think Matt Jones is going to have a stellar year, taking all, the majority of the reps now because they let Alfred Morris go. They still got DeSean Jackson, Pierre Garçon, Jordan Reed. Their offense is really talented when all their players are on the field, all those weapons are on the field. It's their defense. Their defense in the NFC East is, if you have some, great, but more than likely, you better be able to score points. That's the NFC East right now. Let's see. They open with Pittsburgh at home, Dallas at home, first two home games. Pittsburgh coming to their building. Whew. Then at New York, Cleveland they should beat. At Baltimore is always tough. Interstate rivalry there. Philly, at Detroit, they should win. At Cincinnati, it's going to be tough. Minnesota, it's probably going to be tough, but they should win that. This is at home. Green Bay coming back in again. They owe them. This is going to be tough. At Dallas, at Arizona, at Philly. Those 3 weeks right there, those three straight road games after the Green Bay game are probably going to make or break Washington's season. This is at Dallas, at Arizona, at Philadelphia. And you know, it's a division game. Division games are always tough. And then Carolina coming in, of course, that Monday night. And then they finish with at Chicago and home for the New York Giants. So their last five of their last six opponents are really tough. Good luck with that. Washington, 8-8.
8-8. Wow, you're getting them love. All right, I'm going to look at the schedule. This schedule is the toughest in the NFC East. All right. You got the Steelers, Cowboys, back-to-back week. Then you go to New York, then the Browns. Those first three games are L's. You play the Browns, that's a W. At the Ravens, that's an L. Home to the Eagles, that's a win. You play at the Lions, that's an L. You play at the Bengals, that's an L. You play the Vikings, that's an L. You play the Packers, that's an L. You play at the Cowboys, that's an L. At the Cardinals, that's an L. Eagles, that's an L. Panthers, that's an L. The Bears, I'll give you a W. And then the Giants, I'll give you a W just because you're playing the Giants last week of the season. So I'm going to say 5-11.
5-11. There you go.
Kirk Cousins against good teams was really
brutal.
Bad. Look at all those good teams they were playing. That stretch from they're on the road at the Lions. All right, Detroit's a tough place to play anyway. I'm gonna say like you said earlier, Redskins defense is not that good. Last time I checked, they still got a quarterback there that can throw the ball, who's got some receivers that can catch, and they added a wide receiver that can deep threat in the draft. So I'm gonna say, I mean, if you look at that from the Lions game to the Cardinals game, that's tough games.
They got a tough stretch. You win a division, you should get a tougher schedule.
Absolutely, and you got the Panthers after the Eagles. So I mean, you know, it don't get any easier. So I'm gonna say 5-11, just based off of the schedule. What you say for them?
8-8. Everybody's 9-7, 8-8. except for this next team.
The Eagles. They added Brandon Brooks, guard Rodney McLeod, Ladarius McKelvin, Stephon Wyszynski, Chris Givens, Ruben Randall, Chase Daniels. They overpaid a contract to him. Nigel Branham. Draft picks. They drafted Carson Wentz, Isaac Simelo, and running back Rendell Smallwood. They lost Chip Kelly, Kiko Alonso, Byron Maxwell, and Cedric
Chip
Thornton.
Chip Kelly. Was he an important clog to their offense?
No, it's important to the team because you changed your concept. What do you think about the Eagles?
4-12. Last in the NFC East. 4-12. Here's their four wins. Cleveland, first game of the year.
You think they win that one?
They win that one. They somehow find a way to get a win over Dallas.
Don't forget five of the last seven seasons, the opening team that has beat Philadelphia in Philly has won the Super Bowl.
Well, Chicago gets the first chance, and Detroit gets the next chance.
Detroit. No, Cleveland. Nah, Browns are the first home game.
Oh, yeah. That's right. They ask. Come on, really? Let's not go there. Then they get Pittsburgh in their building. Pittsburgh is going to run up the scoreboard on them. But they're four wins. Home, first week against Cleveland. One, they sneak a win somehow against Dallas. They sneak a win against Washington. And they sneak one against New York. That's it. That is it. They lose every other game, Philadelphia. At Seattle, Green Bay, at Cincinnati, at Baltimore, them losses.
So what was the record?
4-12.
4-12. All right. I'm going to actually do you one better. 2-14.
That's really brutal.
Well, I mean, look at their schedule. It's not.
They got a tough schedule, too, man. The road games, I mean. The home games are good. You get Pittsburgh in. It's Philadelphia. It's Pittsburgh. They should play that game every year anyway because.
Agreed. But, I mean, you look at their schedule. At Detroit, at Washington, Vikings at home, at the Cowboys, at the Giants, home to the Falcons. Not going to be easy. At the Seahawks, home to the Packers, at Cincinnati, home to Washington, at Baltimore, and then you finish up Giants and Cowboys at home. That's not easy games.
None.
I mean, the first five games is easier than the last half of the season. But, you know, and you got Sam Bradford. You'll bring in a young quarterback. You know, he'll probably play most of the season. It's not going to be easy.
At all. I don't know who your running back is. I don't know a competent wide receiver on your roster. Jordan Matthews is okay. He's not a number one. Tight end position, I'm not sold on. Who is it, Brent Celek or Zach Ertz?
No. Zach Ertz, yeah. And Celek. I mean, that's it.
Defense is you paid a boatload to Fletcher Cox, but can Fletcher Cox make every play for your team? No.
We don't know. So there you go. There's your NFC look at the preview for this season NFL in the NFC East. Next week, we will do the AFC North.
Do we have to touch on the Hall of Fame game next week? Is that game really important?
Who is the I do want. Let's save it for the next segment because I want to talk about the Hall of Fame for a couple minutes.
Okay,
and we can talk about the Hall of Fame game because I do want to talk about it a little bit. It's always important, man. Anyway, this is you're listening to BSS Carolinas. You can follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolinas. Listen to us on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And thank you for listening. You got anything?
Side piece.
Catch us later.
People killing, people dying, children hurt, and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you...